This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on a Wednesday morning as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working tonight on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thank you for what you're doing to keep America moving along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Now, the first guest, as always on the program, is our good friend, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Well, you know, we're watching the news tonight all day long, and there are so many things.
Have we got stuff? Yeah. Have we got stuff? All right, and let's get started by saying the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, before we get to a caller who just called in, Pennsylvania officials are asking the court to reject the Trump campaign's election appeal. But, we have since found out that in the state of Pennsylvania, the state of Arizona, the state of Michigan, starting today, there are going to be some public hearings held by the state legislatures. Now, the one in Pennsylvania today is going to be extremely interesting. The one Monday, November 30th in Arizona, the legislature will hold their own hearing. And then Michigan, Tuesday, December the 1st. I found out that the purpose of this, and wait till you hear this one, is that under Article 2, Section 1, Subparagraph 2 of the United States Constitution, state legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives in the Electoral College, providing a critical safeguard against voter fraud and election manipulation. And state legislatures are the only ones in states uniquely qualified in position to hold hearings and then act on those election irregularities and fraud before they choose their electors.
Yeah, this is really, really
monumental.
It's monumental, absolutely. And because, again, we have these protections built in to the Constitution already, Captain. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines and see what's going on here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Rick. I've called in before. I'm driving from Dallas to San Antonio. How
yes, sir.
That?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Just peachy.
All right.
I'm a little concerned. I've been kind of out of touch the last couple of days, and I come back into it. I had to take a break from all the news, and I'm hearing, Biden's picking his cabinet, and, you know, everything's going forward. I mean, is this a done deal, or are there still some fail safes that we're working on? They're saying that there's no proof. There's tons of proof. There's tons of evidence.
Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. That's step one. And again, this has to go through the courts. Okay, the only way is the courts or in this case, the state legislatures. And there's three of them. It's a total of 47 electoral votes. And if they're able to flip those electoral votes from where Biden won those states as of right now, Biden winds up with, you ready for this one? Biden winds up with 259. And Trump winds up with 279.
Well, that would be beautiful.
So that's where we're at. That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're heading for trouble if it doesn't happen.
Oh, I know. And you truck them safe tonight there, Rick.
Okay. Love the show.
Thank you very much. Okay, and that's Rick on the highways there. And Kyle, what do you think?
Well, you know, Captain, as you're talking about, you're right. The math works out to Trump would come up to 279 electoral votes,
right,
dropping Biden well below that threshold. And because Pennsylvania has 20, Michigan has 16, Arizona has 11. Now, again, this is a constitutional safeguard.
That's right.
That's built in. And in the face of abject fraud, if again, it has to be the evidence that's overwhelming, absolutely obvious.
Yep.
This is something that a legislature can do. Absolutely.
So this is what gets it to the Supreme Court, because it's not going to go through a federal court. There are no federal judges at the present time that want to touch this. This is what gets it to the Supreme Court, because you know the Democrats are going to scream holy hell when this happens in three states that have state legislatures that can overturn the electoral vote and the vote in those three states.
Right, and their primary argument would be somehow it's subverting the will of the people. But here's the thing, if abject fraud can be shown,
that's right,
widespread,
mm-hmm,
that in itself subverts the will of the people, Captain.
That's correct. And then it would also, the Supreme Court would say, okay, final remedy, is it us? It's the U.S. Congress.
That's right. So either Trump could either flip the votes, they go and they cast their electoral votes by choosing their electors, and Trump gets the 279, or, like you're saying, it goes into the House of Representatives because there would be no ultimate resolution other than that, given that. Right.
All right, you hold on, and caller, you hang on, and I'll get right to you during the break. But we'll be right back with more, folks. Kathy's going to take us to break. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for a number of years. It helps me with the swelling I have in my left ankle and my leg, which is a result of an injury from the fire service, as you well know. And I take it in the morning, and I take it again at night. It's completely healthy, 100% drug-free. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it. And it supports a healthy response to the inflammation and discomfort that you suffer when you are in pain and whatnot. It also helps to support the healing process to get back to healthy joints and muscles. And all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start that's there. It's about a buck a day. And it gets it all started for you. And then you'll find out what I found out. And that is that it works. And that's why I'm telling you about it right now. All right. Back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got Mike from Clearwater on the line. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Captain. How you doing, Professor? You know, we just talked real briefly, Captain, but I think I'll go ahead and mention it anyway for people who may not know about this. But there was a guy on One America News that claimed that he infiltrated a conference call from the Antifa people, and they you know, the guy said, well, what if expletive Trump wins? And he said, now this guy, his name is Eric Coombe, and
yeah,
he's a top Dominion voting executive. He said, oh, don't worry. I made sure that expletive Trump won't win. I took care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think the man has a reason to lie about it. Now, we can't prove it because, you know, he didn't record the phone call or what have you. But if this is true, and I don't have any reason to believe that it's not true, then, you know, that's explosive in and of itself. And then now you're saying that three states are going to look into it a little further before they decide whether they're going to certify. I was always afraid, Captain, that, you know what, I guess he lost. It was stolen from us, but we can't prove it. Now I think there, you know, we're starting to get there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I want to see what the professor thinks about the whole OAN,
okay,
the Dominion guy saying what he said, and I want you to, you know, it's not proof, like you said.
Yeah.
But it is pretty explosive, I think. And
yeah.
I just wanted to see
all right.
what you all thought.
Let's find out. Thank you, Mike. Okay, Kyle, go ahead.
Thank you, Captain, and thank you, Mike, for the call. You know, I think that all this sort of goes into the hopper, and because when someone is charged with something or there's a criminal complaint made or even a civil complaint, they have to have a look at the evidence to see should this really go to trial or not. And usually, if there's enough, obviously it does. Well, all these things go together, and what this Dominion executive said, well, perhaps maybe not being a smoking gun per se, it is certainly something that mm-hmm. says something is fishy going on here. Why would he say something like mm-hmm. that, knowing the gravity of the situation? If you're making the voting machines and you say you fixed it, my goodness. So all this taken together should mean that judges would be hearing this case and should be wanting to hear this case mm-hmm. because there's so much out there already.
When did we first find out about Eric Coombs, and when did we talk about it on the show?
It was a few days ago, I think.
Last Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it came out, and I said the same thing then that I'm going to say right now. It is hearsay evidence. Is it evidence? Yes, but you have to have something to go along with it. I can sit there and say anything I want about anybody I want as long as I'm willing to suffer the consequences for being sued civilly or whatnot. But unless I have proof, it's a statement from me to you.
Right, exactly.
And so, this guy didn't record it, didn't do anything. He was the former vice president of a Smartmatic outfit. And this is all we know. And he's out there now. A lot of people are out there trying to make a lot of noise because they want to be noticed on television.
Well, sure. And if there's any corroborating evidence or somebody else comes forward,
yep.
That would be very, very important. But, you know, Captain, we've gone on. We've had FBI investigations for a lot less. For example, back during the Kavanaugh hearing, if you had accusations, the Democrats immediately
yep.
wanted FBI investigations.
Now, there's something else that also happened yesterday, and that was the state of Nevada allowed the Trump campaign to do an investigation of their own using the state legislature and the election service there. In Nevada, which is something they weren't going to do to begin with because that's another state where they believe there was fraud. Wayne Allen Root, who's agreed to come back on the program again next week, is going to be talking specifically about that.
Yeah, exactly right. So, in other words, are we starting to see some cracks, you know, where President Trump can still get a foothold,
yeah.
basically?
Yeah. Well, maybe, but I don't think the people quite understand what I'm talking about here because I've got several questions on the Internet coming in here about what I just said. But here it goes. Okay. Oh, and by the way, here it goes. I'm going to read what it says here. This is how the states, these three states, well, any state can do this. State legislatures are uniquely qualified and positioned to hold hearings on election irregularities and fraud before electors are chosen, as established in Article 2, Section 1, Subparagraph 2 of the United States Constitution. State legislatures have the sole authority to select their representatives to the Electoral College, providing a critical safeguard against voter fraud and election manipulation. They therefore can hold hearings to check on these election irregularities and fraud. And if they believe it's been committed, they can actually change the slate of electors from one candidate to another.
Yes, exactly right. And just during the break as well, Captain, we were able to find out, this is from AZ Central, published about 7:08 p.m. Mountain Time on the 24th,
okay.
That some of the Arizona Republicans in the state legislature are saying they're not aware of any hearing that's set, even though I think Jenna Ellis evidently tweeted out that they were going to be having, you know,
November the 30th.
That's right. So at least as of a few hours ago, they were saying that they weren't aware of these hearings, but that doesn't mean that they
Well, happen. It's not the whole legislature that gets involved in the hearings. Hello. It's only the committee that's involved that has the jurisdiction to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very
So give me a break here.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is California's in the news right now because you have just flipped the fourth seat to Republican in California, and there's a possibility there could be another one.
Well, that's right. California has had some pretty interesting things happen.
And we told you it was going to happen, didn't we?
That's right. In the 48th District, Michelle Steele was able to flip that back. Young Kim won in the California 39th District. Mike Garcia just declared victory last Friday in the 25th District. And it goes on from there.
And our buddy Buzz Patterson didn't make it.
No, but...
what a shame.
Exactly, yeah. It would have been a wonderful sort of addition for him to actually go to Washington. Other than
flying Air Force One.
That's exactly right. But, of course, what it means, though, is that there is a real trend going on.
Yeah.
And even in California, the stalwart blue state, there's perhaps some daylight there.
Well... As of right now, the Republicans have lost no seats at all in the Congress, and they have flipped 12 seats over to them. So add 12 to what they had. Nancy Pelosi's lead has dropped down even more.
Exactly right. Now, again, and this is just anecdotal about the election in general, it does seem pretty incongruous, Captain, that the Republicans would gain so much, not lose anything, like you said, but gain
right.
so much, and President Trump was turned out of office. It doesn't make sense.
Right. Now, here's the other thing out there. Did you catch the press conference when the president came out to congratulate the American people and all the investors and whatnot? I'm bumping the stock market to the highest level ever, 30,000. Did you catch at the end of the little statement that he made, and they all started yelling and this, that, and the other? There was a mic on, so you could hear everything that was being said, but instead of the mic being turned off right away, when the president already left the room and went in back into the White House, there was a bunch of profanity yelled and some really scathing comments, including by ABC's John Carl.
Yeah, and isn't that
he used profanity in his thing.
Well, isn't it something? It's really sad, because, again, maybe they feel like they've really got nothing to lose at this point. They've always been mean to Trump. There's no doubt about that.
Well, here's the deal. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Here's the deal. Correct me if I'm wrong, please.
Mm-hmm.
ABC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and NBC's numbers are all rapidly going into the tank if they're not already there.
I think they're definitely headed that way without Trump and the Daily.
Right.
And this is one of the reasons I think they're trying to keep that lead up.
And correct me if I'm wrong real quickly. There are nights that we have higher rating numbers, listener numbers, than MSNBC or NBC together.
You are not wrong.
Thank you. All right. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming right back. And this is the voice of America here in the middle of the night, the voice of reason, the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Getting ready for the rollout. With three coronavirus vaccines poised to be released, the focus turns to deciding who gets vaccinated first. CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News those decisions are being finalized now.
The vaccine is going to begin to be rolled out probably by the end of the second week in December. Initially in a hierarchical way, nursing home residents, and then some combination of healthcare providers and individuals at high risk for a poor outcome. And those decisions are in the process of being finalized as we speak.
The makers of OxyContin have admitted their role in the drug's contribution to the nation's opioid crisis. Purdue Pharma pled guilty Tuesday to 3 federal charges, admitting it impeded efforts to combat the addiction crisis. Purdue also admitted they had lied to the DEA about having an effective program to keep its drug away from the black market. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by the Geico Insurance Agent nearest you. Now, you can go to their website, geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and while you're over there, you can type in your zip code, and they will give you a price quote on the car or the truck that you're driving or the motorcycle, or maybe you got an RV or an HEV or a boat, whatever, but they'll give you a price quote and give you a chance to see if they can save you money like they have me for the past 15 years. And if you have homeowners or renter's insurance, you can also get a quote there, too. Now, if you combine your homeowners and your renter's insurance with your motor vehicle, guess what? You're going to save a bunch of money because that's called a bundle. And that's what they do, and that's how you do save money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico. And see if they can save you money like they have me for a number of years. All right. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
So we created quite a buzzstorm there in the first couple of segments. but what can you say when you see what's going on and it's right there in front of you, and then come to find out a press release was put out by the Trump campaign, and in particular the legal team. Let's see, who put this out, Rudy? Oh, Jenna Ellis did put it out, the senior legal advisor and personal attorney of President Donald J. Trump, telling everybody exactly what I just told you. As a matter of fact, here's what she said in a press conference that changes this a little bit. She says, We are pleased that the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan will be convening hearings to examine the November 3rd presidential election. There were serious irregularities. We have proof of fraud in a number of states, and it's important for all Americans to have faith in our electoral process. We've all wanted from the outset to have every legal vote counted and discount every illegal vote. That is the whole purpose of the state hearings. Okay. Well, three states, 47 electoral votes, and if they're successful, Biden's 306 will suddenly become 259, and Trump's 232 will suddenly become 279. Voila, Donald Trump is the president for term number two.
Well, exactly right. And again, this is I think it is a long shot to...
It is a long shot.
Yeah, only because... These are unprecedented things that we're seeing happening. And it's important to note there is a mechanism for these things to happen. They're not coming from out of the blue.
No.
Nobody's made this up. But this is the founders in their...
This is provided for in the United States Constitution.
Exactly. Because the founders, in their wisdom, knew that, you know, some situations like this could occur at some point, and they built that mechanism in. So there wouldn't be chaos. But you see, Captain, the left operates on chaos. They want it to be chaotic.
Now, I just got something from Tom Fitton. Tom Fitton's from Judicial Watch, and that kind of ties into this a little bit, but with some different states. He said, Judicial Watch, to be the most effective force in America, is battling successfully in courtrooms across America for honest elections. We currently have legal proceedings in California, Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. We are also pursuing new lawsuits against North Carolina and Pennsylvania over their failure to follow federal election law. Bingo.
Well, exactly. And this is the arena in which we fight, and that is the legal arena. We are a nation of laws. We're ruled by we're one nation under the same law. So that's the important thing.
Now, this also mentions California here in paragraph number two. To be the most effective force in America, Judicial Watch is leading the fight for federal immigration law enforcement and against illegal sanctuary policies. We are now preparing for a trial in our historic challenge to San Francisco's deadly sanctuary policy, and we are pursuing another lawsuit challenging a similar policy in California's Santa Clara County. Where's that at?
Santa Clara, that's up near the Bay Area, I think, isn't it? Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, I'm not sure exactly where it is, but so that's the other thing that was mentioned in this. This comes from Tom Fitton at Judicial Watch. Another great concern that if you people want to get involved in the process, that's one way to do it. These are people that I know do a good job, and I trust them implicitly.
Well, sure, exactly. And again, these are the things, you know, you can't really give up. You know, you have to always find a way to keep on going.
Now, Debbie Lesko is a congressional representative where?
Where is that?
Where is Debbie Lesko a representative at?
It's escaping me for a moment.
Arizona.
Okay.
She said in her state of Arizona, the voting software probe needs to be conducted for the public confidence in the vote. They need to conduct a software probe in Arizona.
Well, sure. I think that's probably a good idea because, Captain, all these things are intuitive. The intuitive nature of knowing that something's gone fishy here in this election, especially with what we've heard from affidavits and other firsthand witnesses and so forth. So it does lend itself to, hey, we have to do these kinds of investigations. What's counterintuitive is what the Democrats and the left in this country want you to believe. They don't want you to believe your eyes. They want you to believe that all these votes literally came out of nowhere, and it's all good. Some, you know, hundreds of thousands of people just only voted for Biden. They didn't vote for anybody else, and the Republicans made gains. Again, don't believe your eyes. Go with what's counterintuitive.
Well, back in the 2000 election, Al Gore versus George W. Bush, Al Gore went on for 37 days, right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Went to the Supreme Court twice because the first time they wouldn't hear the case because it didn't fit the didn't have the I's and the T's crossed or something like that. Didn't quite fit the argument that they were trying to present, so they came back and did it a different way to get it to the Supreme Court. But it took 37 days. Yesterday, Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert said, lawsuits take time to get to the Supreme Court. They don't automatically go there.
Well, that's true, because there has to be a decision. There has to be, again, a challenge to that decision and appeals. And the Supreme Court's highest court in the land, but it needs to get there by a certain mechanism. And again, this is why there should be an orderly process or an orderly procedure to get to the Supreme Court. Otherwise, you know, you'd have things happening all the time, and that's it, we're going to the Supreme Court, that kind of thing. But again, it's that orderly process. But the left and the Democrats don't want an orderly process. They want everybody to shut up.
Yeah.
That's just it. And if you don't shut up, now you're going to be vilified.
And the current chief of staff to the president, Mark Meadows, former North Carolina congressman, said that he personally encouraged President Trump to start the presidential transition.
Right, and again,
which is the right thing to do.
Well, exactly.
Because you can't stop that. I mean, there is a process in place.
Well, precisely, and even the president in his own statement said, you know, for the good of the country and this kind of thing. So the president's going to be pro about it. There's no doubt about that. Because we're on a calendar, we cannot change the calendar. But if these things can be brought out, and again, if that's a big if. You've got now politics beginning to take and maybe another course in Washington, as we see now the political class reasserting itself and coalescing. That's also a little bit concerning.
Now, we got the report from our good friend Scott James up there in Valdosta, Georgia. The mayor of Valdosta, who's heard on 92.1 FM up there in Valdosta, 107.5 in Jasper, we got the good news yesterday, call it good news if you want, that Stacey Abrams said that she had pre-registered 750,000 people that are signing up to receive absentee ballots in Georgia. I want to caution the people in Georgia and remind them about the absentee ballots that all you canvassing bureaus that are there, all you precincts, you must have the envelope with the signature confirmation. You must have that with that ballot. If you don't, legally, that ballot does not count anywhere, no how, so how.
Well, right. And again, you know, the very fact that, you know, if you can't match up the envelopes and the signatures and the request for the absentee ballot, then it's not really an absentee ballot. And this is one of the big issues having to do in some, and I think especially in Pennsylvania, where Rudy Giuliani was talking about that. So, you know, she can say she has all these hundreds of thousands of votes. But at the same time, though, Captain, you've got people who want to try to come into Georgia and register to vote just so they can vote. And that's illegal. But again,
that's a felony.
Yeah, but
because they have to come in, and not only do they have to register and show a residence, they have to get a Georgia driver's license.
Right. And do you hear the Democrats cautioning people? Say, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
Nope. And a bunch of people are going to get nailed. Mark my words.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Here comes the music. And folks, we'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at the highways and byways across the country for the truckers that are out there tonight and everybody else. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of fog out there. There's some snow out there. Wow. Wind out there. We'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And good luck to everybody in AIT and down there getting your training there at Fort Benning. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop that's nearest you. I'll tell you what, if you haven't been there already, pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to me talk about them on the radio on the Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, when you do that, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because if you do, you get points for the food that you buy in the restaurant, whatever you buy in the travel store, and the diesel you buy at the fuel pumps, and those points add up real quick. You can save them. You can use them to save money on your purchases, or get this. You can use it to get stuff in the driver's club. So, whatever. And Catwoman and Road Dog know all about it, I'll tell you that. All right, we're going to get going here right now. And here we go.
Yeah.
American Band. That's a little Grand Funk Railroad right there, dating ourselves, going back a few years. And back in the day, that was something that a lot of kids like to dance to. All righty, let's bring Kyle Warren back into the mix. Kyle, were you dancing again?
I was singing along, and I was thinking, more cowbell. We need to...
Yeah, more cowbell, you betcha. Well, of course, here in Tampa, we got the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're all about the cowbell when they get it let them back into the stadium, that is.
That's right.
Well, let's get started here. We've got unsettled weather in the northwest, and we do have a storm coming across the central part of the country, and a big section of dense fog tonight. I'll tell you all about that. It's going to make driving kind of miserable tonight in certain parts of the upper Midwest. Now, active weather will move from the central United States into the northeast with isolated strong to severe thunderstorms, which may occur across parts of the lower and mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley. Snow may cause hazardous travel into the interior northeast as this system is going to bring some white stuff along with it. Already snowing in Michigan and along the lee shore of Lake Ontario, and it is coming, especially along I-80 and I-90. Now, a cold front will also bring rough surf, winds, rain, and mountain snows from the Pacific and the Northwest into the Northern Rockies through Thursday. And we do have some interesting winter weather tonight. And Kyle, you get right into it.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up in our friends in Montana, big sky country tonight along I-90. If you're in the just east of Bozeman, you've got a wind advisory, and that's going to extend about over towards the Columbus area as you're traveling along I-90. In Missoula, they've got a winter weather advisory. It looks like they might be getting some light snow on Thanksgiving Day this week, but it's 28 degrees there right now. Also, in northern Montana, we have high wind warning, and that's going to go over with another winter weather advisory into northern Idaho, also parts of central Idaho as well. Winter weather advisories near Walla Walla in Washington, and winter weather advisories in Seattle coming down towards Portland, all the way down to the California border. Now, we also have a freeze watch in the Central Valley. This is in the Fresno area. If you're traveling up either I-5 or California 99, you've got a freeze watch tonight, and so the agriculture in that area, I hope, will be able to weather that. Wind advisory near Bakersfield, and fire weather watch. This is new tonight, Captain, all the way from about Oxnard down towards San Diego and the Mexican border tonight. Wind advisory just outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, and of course high wind warning near Laramie, Wyoming. Not so much in Cheyenne, but near Laramie tonight, and a high wind watch in Casper, Wyoming. So that's what's going on here in the West, Captain.
Okay, well, tonight we have got heavy, dense fog across the eastern half of Minnesota, the eastern half of Iowa, the central and southwestern part of Wisconsin, We also have some snow in the upper part of Michigan tonight. That snow is going to be spreading as the cold keeps coming across. We've got warmer temperatures merging with cold, which gives us the fog. And I'm talking about zero visibility in some of these cases. So if you're on I-90, if you're on I-94, if you're on I-80 going across Iowa, if you're on I-35 going north-south through Minnesota or down into Iowa, you need to be very, very careful because the visibility is very poor in many areas. Now, we've had a lot of thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, flooding and whatnot, that's gone on today in Oklahoma. That has dropped down into the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, down around Texarkana. A little bit of it coming up 30 out of Dallas, hit or miss, and a little bit of it in the western part of Louisiana tonight. So you might run into some thunderstorms along the way there. There is some unsettled weather in the eastern part of Arkansas, up to the Missouri border and across most of Tennessee tonight. Winds, you could get a mixture of thunderstorms. You could also get some heavy rains and some flooding in the process there. Wind warnings up in the central part of Kentucky. Hello to our friends in Kentucky. And gale warnings tonight along the eastern part of the Florida coast, offshore, I might add. And it looks like as if we'll have to keep our eyes on what transpires during the day because snow is already starting in. The winds have already turned around along Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. And you know what that means for the snow in upstate New York and the lee shore areas there. So that's what our weather looks like. And Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, you've been there before. Tell us about it.
Well, you know, Captain, yeah, you can pull into a Pilot and Flying J, and you're going to find pretty much, you know, something great that you've been craving as you've been driving down the road. It varies. They have all kinds of different restaurants at the different locations. They also have the sit-down restaurant. That's really important. So you can go in and relax, take a load off for a little while. But you're going to have Subway, these kinds of things. I think they've had a Wendy's in some of these as well, Captain. So again,
Wendy's, Arby's, McDonald's.
Exactly right. And also, what's really great is if you're out there trucking across the highways and byways, or even if you're just traveling and do a lot of traveling, you can join their driver's club.
Yep.
You can get points every time that you buy stuff and even fuel, I believe. And so it's a great place to stop, get recharged, get some fuel. And it's, as they say, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. And it definitely is a great oasis. And yes, I've been there, and they take great care of you.
Alrighty, and we'll be right back with more. Hour number two with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And oh, by the way, let's not forget the RVers. They've also got an RV club for the folks at the Pilots and the Flying J, so check that out too. All right, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.